Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the words Visheb Mador HaTachton Mi Shari, meaning we're in the middle of discussing the different images that you're not allowed to make, and we're trying to limit the Isser of those things that serve up in Shamayim that you're not allowed to make, because it seems that there are a number of exceptions where we are allowed to make certain things. So says Gemara, Visheb Mador HaTachton Mi Shari, are you allowed to make the tsuros that are in the lower spheres, meaning as long as it's not the angels, it's just the sun, the moon, the stars? Vatanya, but don't we learn in the Braisa, Asher b'shamayim l'rabos, chamo, levano, kochav, mazalos, that included in the Isser of making different images is the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. Mi ma'al l'rabos malachei ashares, and mi ma'al tells me that the things up high, up above, like the malachei ashares, says Mar Kitanya hahi li'ovdam. Now that Bryce is not talking about the Isser of making those tsuros, that's about the Isser of worshipping those tsuros. That you're certainly not allowed to do, whether it's in the Mador HaElyon or Mador HaTachton, it doesn't matter which part of the heavens it's in, you're not allowed to worship anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Gemara, it doesn't have to be in heaven at all. Afil Shul Shul Katanami, even if it's a tiny little worm, you're not allowed to worship a tiny little worm. So what does it mean that we're talking about just being Ovdam? Then there would be no Chiddush in talking about the whatever's found in the heavens. Says Gemara, Enochinami. You're right, the Drasha teaches the Isser to worship them, and you're right, a tiny little worm would also be Asur, umisefe dekra nafka. That's what we learn from the end of the Pasuk. Titania, the Braisa tells us that it says in the end of the Pasuk, Asher ba'aretz mitachas, Asher ba'aretz lerabos, yamim naharos harim ugvaos, that which is on earth teaches us that you're not allowed to worship seas and rivers and mountains and valleys, mitachas lerabos shul shul katan. And the word mitachas teaches us you're not allowed to worship even a tiny little worm. Vasiya gredis amishari, are you allowed to make a tsura of a chama olavana, the sun, the moon, without worshiping it? That you're claiming is mutter. Vatanya, but don't we have a brayse that says lo sasaniti lo sasakudbu shamashi hamisham shalafane bemarim kagon chama olavana kochav mazalos, that the pasuk says lo sasaniti, and from there we derive that you're not allowed to make an image of the sun, the moon, the stars, or any of the constellations. So how can you tell me that you're allowed to make images of them as long as you don't worship them? So this all started because Rav Gamliel used to make these things, so we had to assume that it was mutter. So says the Gemara, no, there's a simple explanation from Rav Gamliel. Shani Rav Gamliel, da'achirnim asulo. He didn't make these things. He had ovdei kochavim make them for him, and then he utilized the images of the moon and the sun in order to show the potential edim and say, is this what you saw? Something that looked like this. Says Gemara, v'harav Yehuda, da'achirnim asulo, but we find that Rav Yehuda had other people, had non-Jews make the image that was on the ring that he wore, and it was and va'amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda shinna samei enei didein, and Shmuel saw the ring that Rav Yehuda used to wear, and he said, you better knock out that thing's eye, because you're not allowed to walk around with such an image. People are going to think that you made that surah. So shouldn't Rav Gamliel have been concerned for the same chashash that other people will accuse him of having made that surah? Says Gemara, no, Sham b'chosama balet. The story of Rav Yehuda was talking about where the guy made it in a way that it protrudes, umishum chashada, and that's why Shmuel was concerned about that people will accuse him of. Shmuel said that he should destroy it, not because they'll accuse him of making the tzura, but that they'll accuse him of worshipping it. Where do we find that we're concerned that a ring that has a protruding image people might worship? Detaina, because as Abraisa tells us, tabas shechosama balot asu lahanicha. You're not allowed to wear such a ring in any obvious way, because people will be choshe that you worship it. Umutu lachtom ba. But you're allowed to sign with it, because when you stick a ring that has a protruding image into soft wax, it makes an indented image. Chosama shokea. But if with the ring that you have has actually an engraved image, not an embossed, so then mutulanicha, you're allowed to wear it because it doesn't look like anything that one would worship, but va'asulachtumba, but you're not allowed to be chosim with it, you're not allowed to sign with it, because when you do that, when you press it down in wax, it will create an image that is bolate, because that's obviously the way these things work. Umi cheshinu l'chashada, says the Gemara, are we still worried that a Jewish person is going to think that another Jewish person worships such a tzura? V'habek nishta de Shafi Yasiv, in the shul that was in a place called Shafi Yasiv bin Arda, in the town of Narda, the Ukme Bay Andarta, where the Goyim put up a statue, Vavu Aili Bay Avu de Shmuel Velevi, and Shmuel's father and Levi used to go there, Umatzlu Begave, and they used to daven there, Velo Chayshi de Chashada, and they were not concerned about any sort of Chashad, that anyone would accuse them of davening to this sort of statue or image, says Gmar Rabim Shaini. No, because they weren't Choshir about that, because no one would ever accuse the Rabim of going into a Beis HaKnesses, the masses, of going into a shul and worshipping Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Gamliel the Yachid Hava, Rabbi Gamliel was not a Rabbim, he was a Yachid, and nevertheless, he apparently was not concerned that anyone would suspect him of wrongdoing by having these images. Kivan de Nasi, who Shchichi Rabin Gabei. He's not really a Yachid, he's a public figure. He's a Nasi, so people are always around, so no one is going to be Choshed. V'yibayisema de Prakam Havai. Or you could say the image of the moon that Rabbi Gamliel had was made out of different pieces, different parts, and whenever he needed to examine the Edim and to test them, he would attach the different parts to each other and then detach them again. So no one would ever see these images and therefore, you know, put together in his house stam, and therefore no one would ever accuse him of worshipping these things. And then the Gemara now says another teretz to how it is that Rav Gamliel was able to have a tsuras levana. So I guess we should summarize the first teretz, that we just mentioned now, that Rav Gamliel was allowed to have a tsuras levana because other people made it for him. And there's no concern of chashad because he's a public figure. So now the Gemara says, V'i by Yisema, or another explanation of why Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to have the tzura of a moon, and we're not worried about the violation of making images that you're not allowed to have, Lehislam made shiny. When you do something to learn from it, that's mutter. Detanya, lo talamid la'asos, that you're not allowed to, the chamdashin, that you're not allowed to learn from the goyim to make these sort of tzuros in order to worship them. Aval, but you're allowed to learn how to make these things, atalamad lahavin lahoros, in order to understand and to paskan halacha in the Torah HaKadosha itself. So another approach for why Rav Gamliel was allowed to have these images was that you're allowed to have these images in order to learn halachos of the Torah, in order to be able to enlighten one's Torah life. Then the Mishnah said that Rav Gamliel says that the tzuros that are on very respectful kelim, the kelim are going to be aser. But if there are images that are on like lowly kelim, like plastic cups or something, the kelim are going to be mutter. Ezo hein mechubadin ve'ezo hein mevuzin. How do we define what's called mechubad and what's called mevuza? What is a dignified kli and what is an undignified kli? Amar Rav, mechubadin lemala min amayim. A tzura that is mechubad is above the level of water that would be inside of the kli. Mevuzin lemata min amayim. A tzura that is a bizayon is below the water level of what's in the kli. Ushmul amar elu ve'elu mevuzin hein. Either way, that is considered mevuza. Ela elu hein mechubadin. You want to know what's called a tzura that is mechubad? She'al hashirin v'al hanezamim v'al hatabaos. If it's not on food kelim, it's on jewelry, then that's considered to be mechubad. And the raya is Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, mechubadin shal hashirin v'al hanezamim v'al hatabaos, mevuzin shal hayoros v'al kumkumasin v'al chamechamin v'al hasadin v'al hamitbachos. That whatever is mechubad, a tzura that's mechubad, is those tzuros that are on jewelry. The tzuros that are considered less mechubad are those tzuros that are on food kelim or towels and the like. So, main point over here, two possible definitions of an image that is on a kli mechubad. Either it's above the water level of the kli, or it's on non-food kelim. It's on jewelry type of kelim. So that will be that main point. And we will, we're out of Mishnah, so we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up on the bottom over here of Daf Mem Gimel Beis at the Mishnah.